And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
We keep fighting, we never quit, we always say it, and we pulled together, and the boys believed, and we won.
Now, it's been 108 years, as you know. What's it like being part of the team that brought the World Series title back to the North Side of Chicago?
I can't even put it into words. It's just Game 7 of the World Series.
Wow. Was that not the greatest baseball game of all? The game that sent us to the playoffs against Oakland. That was a great baseball game, yeah?
I would love to discuss it. If I had gotten more than 6 minutes of sleep, I probably could.
That was the problem. I slept, and then I woke up at like 5:25 and said, oh, crap, I have a little thing like cold work to go to.
But let me tell you what happened. So, okay, normally I go to bed at like... I'm in bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock,
right.
Asleep by 9:30.
Because okay.
I get up at 3:50.
Right.
So I have to go to bed early.
Okay.
So last night I'm up. I'm sitting. We have chairs that are from the original Wrigley Field. Like
I saw that. So I finally saw them on Facebook. That looks awesome.
So we own those chairs. So I'm sitting in that chair. We're eating deep dish pizza that we brought back from Chicago a couple of weeks ago. You can get them frozen. And I'm wearing, you know, we got our Cubs blankets on. The kids are wearing their Cubs clothes. My children are named after Cubs players. This is how intense it all is in our house. And then when Cleveland came back and tied the game up 6-6, I got very angry and said, this is stupid. This now that's it. It's over. They're going to win. This is it. Game's
that's
over.
Not a fan.
I'm going
that's
to bed.
Not
this
a fan.
Is stupid.
You've got to believe.
Just giving it away. It's the eighth inning now. So I'm like, I'll just finish watching it in bed because now I'm mad. So I go upstairs, fall asleep when it was 6-6, and I don't see the big win.
Oh, man.
That's my night.
So why is it then that you only got 6 minutes of sleep? I mean, what time?
Well, that's still late for me.
I'm trying to think of what time around that was because then they had the rain delay.
Yeah. I fell asleep. I remember looking at the clock and seeing it being 11-something. And then I turned around and woke up at 3:45.
Yeah, that's about right. It was easy. Yeah, it probably was right around midnight. Because and here we thought it was kind of perfect in a way.
Yeah.
Let's finish the regulation ball game. We'll get through 9 innings of great baseball. And oh, no, here comes the weather.
I know.
We're going to shut it down and have a rain delay. And then we start talking at home, Danielle and I, like, what happens if they have to continue it tomorrow?
Right.
And all these people, you've got to bring all this back tomorrow, and what is that going to do?
Well, and that was my other fear. Once it was 6-6, I thought, what if this game goes till 3 in the morning? Like, there's no way. I can't stay up till 3 in the morning and then have Cleveland win. I can't handle it. Like, mentally, physically, there's no way. So if that makes me not a true fan that I fell asleep, then that's fine. But, yeah. So I woke up, and I was very happy this morning.
Well, I think you should just have a little more faith in them to not be mad at them.
Oh, so mad. I'm like, how do you blow a 6-3 lead? You're up 6-3.
Well, there were some head-scratching moments of, wait, Hendricks is pitching well. Why are you taking him out of the game?
Exactly. Oh.
Wait, Lester's pitching well. Why are you taking him out of the game?
You should have heard my husband losing his mind when they put Lester in. Losing
well,
his
that's
mind.
Why we're all armchair managers.
Exactly.
And not actually out on the field.
Yes. Oh, but the pizza was good.
Except for all you people who are like, I could do that show like those. Well, yeah, actually, in this case, you probably could.
Yep. I just
but
love
managing baseball.
How great is it that Joe Buck had to call a Royals win and then a Cubs win? Oh, the Cardinals. That must hurt. That must hurt, Joe.
Well, we've got fireworks were going off in our neighborhood. But as if this were the north
Look,
side of
here's,
Chicago.
They're showing on TV right now. This is Wrigley now. The players are just now coming back from Cleveland. That's
oh, so
them arriving.
This is live. They're just getting back. Okay.
And it's still packed. Wrigley Field at 6:12 in the morning is packed with people waiting outside.
How fun. We remember what this was like exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
It was so good.
And we didn't have to wait 108 years to do it.
No, we didn't. That was so good. That was such a great time. It's funny because that you're happy for them, but at the same time, you're remembering what it was like for you.
Could someone explain again how did we lose Zobrist?
MVP.
How did we hand him to Chicago?
Well, because we wanted to keep Alex Gordon.
Oh. Yeah.
How'd that work out for us? And I'm not saying Gordo's great. It's Zobrist.
Cubs win.
Look at that.
MVP.
MVP. Here's Zobie after the game, too.
I can't even put it into words. What this team has battled through all year long, and believing that we're the best team, but the ups and the downs and having to fight through things. I mean, it's an unbelievable team to be a part of. Every guy on this team roots for each other, takes care of each other, and picks each other up.
Did you see that sweet ride they handed them too?
A Camaro.
50th anniversary Camaro.
He gets a sweet car along with that.
That's awesome.
He'll probably donate it to charity or do something really nice.
I don't know. He looked pretty excited to take that thing for a spin.
He's like, forget the money. I'll donate some money or something. I'm keeping the Camaro.
Well, congratulations to our neighbors in Chicago. Again, we know what it feels like, and it's good to hand that off. And then, you know, it's as if already I get a little overly emotional for big sporting events and for big events and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a man cry moment for me. I love they showed a Harry Caray commercial right after the win.
Yeah.
Budweiser was like on it. Boom.
So smart.
They pulled out the old, you know, hey, that's Bud's for you. And I was like, oh, that's for Harry. And then the Royals tweeted out congratulations to the. I'm like, oh, this is it. This is over. Get the Kleenex. What else is happening
in the
world?
Couple.
Is there anything
there
in the
is
world?
Nothing else in the world?
That's all there is.
Oh, well, speaking of the Royals, though.
It was truly one of the great baseball classic games.
Not only comes down to Game 7, but the way that it ends. Are you kidding me? But the Royals yesterday announced that Rally Mantis Jr. died at Lakeside Nature Center.
Oh, no.
The insect was one of two that Royals players kept in the dugout during games over the summer. Of course, it's a good luck charm. When the first Rally Mantis died during a road trip, the team quickly found a second one. The Mantis was sent to the Nature Center to live out his days because of concerns that baseball life might be too much for it. And apparently it died hours before the Royals were dethroned by the Cubs. And a woman in New York is upset after being offered a steak dinner instead of her $43 million casino winnings.
I saw the story.
Katrina Bookman took a selfie with the winning slot machine at Resorts World Casino. A day later, representatives from the New York State Gaming Commission told her that the machine had malfunctioned and that she would not be getting her payout, but offered her a free steak dinner instead. Bookman says
it's a good consolation prize, I think.
She's going to sue the casino, as she and her lawyer both believe she's entitled to compensation for money taken by the broken machine. A steak dinner.
They could have done better than that.
Come on. $43 million, I think I would sue, too.
I'd be like, oh, throw in some crab legs. Well. I might be talking here.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So Ben Zobrist, if I read this right, becomes only the fourth Major League Baseball player to win back-to-back World Series in different leagues.
Oh, I
bet. Of course,
he
the
is.
American League, and then going to the National League with the Cubs.
Yeah.
Zobie ends up the MVP.
That's great.
And all the KC fans get a little wistful, like, oh, that could have been.
Remember when we had him on our team? Remember
that? I remember that.
Couldn't happen to a better family, though.
Oh, he's amazing. He's awesome.
Hi, Shaylee. Nice of you to show up this morning. How are you?
I'm good. You look super creepy with all your Cub stuff.
With my Cub shirt. Got my Sandberg jersey on.
And your kids are named after Sandberg?
Yeah, Gracie's middle name is Ryan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not Ryan. It drives me nuts when people go, oh, no. Ryan is a cute name. I'm like, no, it's Ryan. Ryan. I know. It's weird. I get it.
Like the river?
Like, yes. Or like Ryan Sandberg. Hi.
Hi.
We'll discuss in a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
First, we have to give something away, though. The question this morning. You'll lose about 15 of these a year. What is it? We'll give a hint as we move along.
It ain't pounds. I'll tell you that.
I'm right here.
You'll lose about 15 of these a year. What is it?
5767102. Get your thoughts in this morning. Get your answers. We'll find something for you to win. I've got Boogie Wonderland passes. We'll send you out to that tomorrow night at the Voodoo Lounge. I've got Sinbad.
He's coming, what, the 12th?
The Ameristar.
Yeah.
A week from Saturday.
Yep.
So 5767102 will take the guesses here this morning. And, of course, continue to talk. The big story today is the Cubbies World Series champions. So fun to remember what we were doing a year ago. And when we were not sleeping because we were out there partying.
Planning our own parade.
Yeah. Hey, the show, good morning. We lose 15 of these a year.
Let's see. 15.
World Series, not the correct answer.
World Series rings. All right, what do you think the answer here?
Phones, I don't know. Keys.
Oh, both good guesses, not the right ones, though.
Yeah, really. All right, good morning to the show. We lose 15 of these per year. What do you think?
Eyelashes?
No. Nope, not it.
Hey, good morning to the show. We lose 15 of these a year. What do you think?
Socks?
That's it.
Is that right?
First hint was going to be foot. Yes. Scientists actually came up with a formula for why the laundry steals your socks. It's based on how much laundry you do, different types of washes, your attitude, and your attention to detail.
Your attitude?
They say the average person loses 15 socks a year, which is a little over a sock a month, or over 1,200 socks in your lifetime.
I don't know that my socks have ever said, you know, you've got a bad attitude. I'm out of here.
I'm gone.
Wow.
Mine are just...
Maybe your feet stink.
On the floor behind the washing machine.
I just figured my dog ate them.
Yep. Probably.
Yes, yes. The dog runs away with half of mine.
Yes.
Did you stay up late last night watching baseball?
I did. It was wonderful.
Good for you.
I didn't even watch it until it went into overtime. And then a friend texted me, like, you got to watch the game. I'm like, okay.
Extra innings.
Yeah. Yep. You're like, okay, I'll put it on.
I know.
Then Zobrist, I mean, how about that? We kind of consider him the hometown boy now. Like, we did this. We made this guy for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. We handed him over.
Sweet Camaro.
All right, hold on for 1 second. We're going to get some prizes to you, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Excellent. Winning so early today. And you know what? The winning continues about an hour from now with the American Music Awards in Hollywood.
And I believe we'll need another dating update from Shaylee this morning.
We always do.
Might have a little surprise tomorrow. Involving Shaylee in the dating show.
Yeah. All right.
We'll discuss in a bit.
Glacier and his Chippendales. Awesome.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that's terrible.
What's happening?
All right, 6:33 now. The show back in 4 minutes. Coming up, entertainment news. What you working on, Jen?
We'll talk about Beyonce at the CMAs last night.
Did that happen?
That happened.
No, okay. All right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee reminded me that I forgot to throw down the throwback throwdown songs of the day today.
Oh.
Which is open. So it's an AMA-themed throwback today.
Yeah, so we picked people who were either performing or nominated for an American Music Award.
Right. So text the letters TBT to 64636 right now. And then we'll send you back as you vote A, B, or C for each one of our songs. We'll play the winning one back at 8:45. It could either be A, which is Jen's song.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Little Green Day.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on
me. I like that. Could be my song.
They know I'm on tonight.
What?
You picked Shakira?
I did pick Shakira. I saw she was going to be on the show. Or this is C, Shaylee's song.
Of course.
Text TBT to 64636 and take part in the Throwback Throwdown. Voting on till 8:30 this morning. We'll pick at 8:45.
Speaking of Miss Beyonce, she joined the Dixie Chicks at last night's Country Music Awards.
Oh, really?
The performance kicked off with Beyonce's song Daddy Lessons and transitioned to the Dixie Chicks' Long Time Gone. Beyonce ended her performance by congratulating the CMAs on its 50-year run. The CMA Entertainer of the Year was Garth Brooks.
You know, it's kind of ironic because I was reading through some country people's Facebook pages yesterday. I'm not sure who they hate more, the Dixie Chicks or Beyonce.
Both together were
well,
just
I'm
terrible.
They were mad that they brought Beyonce onto the CMAs.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People were not happy.
Right.
So there's that debate, and then you've got Hillary and Trump, obviously. And then on our Facebook page, I realized people are really divided over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll
they
get
are.
A message
yeah.
that is like, don't you dare start playing Christmas music now. And then we'll get 14 messages that say, why haven't you started playing Christmas music? When is it going to start?
And 10 of those are from Jen and I.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, well, yeah, just to me. Come on, Truda, come on. I was trying to talk to this Derek guy yesterday, and I'm going, I'm sorry, you know, we'll play Christmas when it's time in a couple
right.
of weeks here.
And it feels right.
And then he's like, no, I really do love Christmas, but when you give away a present of the day, I'm like, what do you want from us?
I can't
what
win. Do you want? You don't, we can't all give right. stuff away?
Just don't call it a Christmas present
okay.
right now, okay,
okay.
Ben? Just well, call it a Thanksgiving present.
There you go. We okay? will give away
will you just do me that
Thanksgiving
favor?
November gifts. Shaylee, sit down uh-huh. for this. I have the best news ever. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Pentatonix is set to host its own holiday special
what?
On NBC. This is happening.
When?
I'm going to repeat this. Pentatonix is set to host its own holiday special on NBC. The Grammy-winning a cappella quintet's 1 hour, a Pentatonix Christmas special, is going to air December 14th. You're coming to my house.
I'm so
We're
excited.
Celebrating. It's going to happen.
We can wear our matching shirts. Our Christmas shirts. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
It's on at 7
o'clock. Do you want to come too, Truda?
Yeah, sure. When are they going to do the Buble special this year? I always watch that.
I don't know. The CMA Christmas special is in early December, too.
Mm. Even better. Crickets. Kelly Clarkson and country legend Reba McEntire are going to be special guests on the Pentatonix one. That's great.
This is amazing.
Like I'm washing my hair then?
The group recently what? Released its third holiday album, A Pentatonix Christmas.
They were there at the CMAs last night.
Give me a moment.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's,
oh my
that gives
God.
Me chills. This is really good.
So
I love
that. Less than 6 weeks till that special.
I totally
You know, they treated it like a throwaway show, but that Nick Lachey, the sing-off or whatever it was with the
oh,
a cappella
yeah.
groups,
right?
was really good.
See,
I
you guys
love
would love Pitch Perfect.
Talent
Did you
like
do
that.
This in high school? Were you in like Madrigal's choir
Are you
or whatever?
Kidding?
Stuff
do you
like
think
that?
I could sing?
I don't know.
We've heard
One
you sing.
Note, I
You did everything else in high
carry
school.
Carry a note in a bucket.
Shaylee, you?
No.
God, you weren't no. in choir band or anything?
Oh, God. I played sports.
So did I, but I was also in Madrigals and choir and...
No.
I'm surprised.
Why?
I'm surprised that Truda wasn't
in
choir.
Debate, forensics,
yeah.
student council, sports, ball.
And on that
I
note...
I can't sing a lick.
Me either.
You know, we were talking about the Green Valley High School marching band going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes.
They are going to be in here on Tuesday. Not all of them, because there's 40 million of them.
Soar, Eagle, soar.
But their marching band director and a couple of the kids are going to come in here so we can talk
that's
to them about
fun.
Going to New York.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know.
Are they
so going to
play?
Excited.
Are they going to bring their trumpets and such?
I told them to send me some audio from their group so
yeah.
we could check them out. I did watch some video yesterday.
Can we
They're
go with?
Amazing.
Can you imagine that for a second?
I know. I had that.
Do you know how freaking excited we would be?
I had a flash when I thought, well, hey, they're coming in. Maybe Shaylee and I can work out a thing where we take a little field
trip
to New York. I like it.
It
should be super cheap on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Well,
why don't
we take a field
this?
Trip to Chicago for their parade?
I'm in for all of this.
It's going to be either tomorrow or Monday.
Let's make
Can
all
we take
of
the
this
show
happen.
Live?
Well, we should, yeah, we could, sure.
I already
Mark
got...
wants us to try out the new remote thing, so
oh.
there we go.
Oh, let's go.
This should all
It's a
happen.
Good excuse, yeah.
Can I wear my royal stuff?
I know it's like 80s
yeah,
Randy
it's
Miller,
blue.
But I really want a marching band to wake somebody up sometime on the radio. That's like always been my dream. Like, what do you want to do on the radio? Well, I want a marching band to wake up somebody.
Okay, I got it. So we go to Chicago
I'm sorry,
for the parade, and
like
then when everyone
dream.
Finally passes out from excitement, then we bring in the marching band. Done.
What?
I don't know. It's kind of like your birthday idea.
Will you bring them to my house?
It won't even be their birthday.
Here's what's coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
Someday we'll have to do a segment on our failed marketing ideas because we've had many, many meetings.
You have had
where
many.
Where we sat around with terrible ideas. I thought my birthday cake idea on the non-birthday was fantastic.
Happy not birthday. And it's not your birthday. But we
someday,
have cake.
Someday that's going to come to fruition and it's going to be genius.
Uh-huh.
You just wait.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Did you know the Cubs won?
Did they?
Did I mention that?
Did not know.
I don't know if you heard that.
Hey, let's talk about our Chiefs for a second because apparently there's going to be nobody left to play this Sunday. Alex Smith is going to be out for the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Spencer Ware is out. I'm basically starting at left tackle. I mean, what is going to happen here?
Shaylee's backup tight end. I don't know.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Hey, whatever it takes. Sunday's game against Jacksonville now looks a little interesting.
It's a home game, right? We're back home.
Mm-hmm. It is, yep. So I'll be out there at 7 a.m.
Bright and early.
Good times before the sun comes up. It's okay when it's in the summertime because it's at least sunny
oh,
then,
right.
but now, you know, it's going to be dark for all these winter games we go in. It's going to
yeah.
be dark for a while. Up before the sun. Get it done on game day.
Go Chiefs.
And we'll see what happens there. So, yeah, the Cubbies win last night. Ben Zobrist, the MVP. You're welcome, Chicago.
Here, have a Camaro.
If I were him, I would just retire now.
Wouldn't you, though? Yeah, you go out after
what
two.
What else are you going
to
do?
Two World Series wins, back to back, let his wife just sing her way to retirement.
Right.
Sit back and raise the kids. That's
like,
not
hey,
a bad
listen,
plan.
I won two back to back World Series. What'd you do? That is the best. I would.
He should just drop Mike and walk away.
I would.
Somebody put last night, Ben Zobrist announces after the World Series he signs with the Yankees. No, he's not going to go there. And by the way, the Theo Epstein for president, that chance starting to become, because this guy obviously is gold.
Yeah.
Wins in Boston with the Red Sox.
I will tell you this, the original Wrigley Field chairs, not super comfortable.
They so I saw like that. It. What is the story there? How did you end up with these things?
Well,
what
so
is this?
Is it something you can actually tell us? Or
yes. No,
oh,
they weren't
okay.
stolen.
Okay.
So my husband is from Illinois. He's from Champaign, which is about 2 hours away from Chicago. And when he was 3 years old, his parents, they had gone up to Chicago, taken a little trip. And they were walking by Wrigley, and they saw all these people walking out with chairs. So this would have been 1979-ish, 1980.
Well, you know, in Chicago, that's...
that's standard.
Some of us call that looting, but...
No, they see all these people walking out with chairs, and they're like, what's going on? And they said, Wrigley's renovating. They're getting rid of all the original chairs and replacing them. You can just go get them. They're free. So his parents
are kidding?
Like, no. So his parents are like, yes. They go up, and they had taken the train. They took the red line up there, so they could only carry four chairs back. They literally grabbed, because they're heavy. The old school baseball.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
we're talking
yeah.
19.
Heavy metal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they grabbed four chairs, because that's all they could carry on the train, and so they gave them to us. We have original four chairs from the original Wrigley Field. So last night, of course, we pull them out of the basement. We're sitting on them, and I'm like, wow, this is terrible. Like, these are horrifically uncomfortable. But
right?
We got to do it while we're eating our deep dish pizza.
Sure.
And so, yeah.
Wow. Back in the days before sports teams maximized revenue.
Right.
Let's sell these chairs. Nah, you can just have them.
They were just giving them away. People are just walking away with these chairs.
Incredible.
People have got to have good stuff like that. Because my first thought last night as we were sitting was, we should take these to Antiques Roadshow and see how much they're worth. They have been painted. They were originally green. Now they're white.
Okay.
His dad painted them back in the day because they were just like, ah, we'll make them lawn chairs.
Yeah, we're right.
Just lawn chairs.
From Wrigley.
No big
deal. You're going to be lawn
They're
chairs.
From Wrigley.
I'm kind of surprised you never named one of your kids Wrigley. I got
to
be honest.
No, I did.
Oh, of course
we
you did.
Wanted to. We wanted to name Grace Wrigley, but she ended up being Grace after Mark Grace. Her middle name's Ryan after Ryan Sandberg, and then Dawson after Andre Dawson.
Well, that's it.
Not Dawson's Creek.
5767102. I want to know what people have in their collections. What do you have out there that has a weird story?
Yeah. If Antiques Roadshow came to Kansas City, what would you have that you could take to the show? What's cool, unique, weird?
I'm trying to think if I have anything.
Good story behind it.
Unusual, right?
I would do.
You would probably have like old audio equipment or something that would be.
An old 8-track player?
one
of those?
Something cool.
5767102. What do you have in your collection that is strange or has a good story? Tell us the story behind it this morning because we're interested in how those come about. That is cool. In the meantime, you can also vote for the Throwback Throwdown Song of the Day today. We play the winning one at 8:45 on Thursdays. Jen's song, if you text TBT to 64636, song A is Jen's.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Song B is mine.
I know I'm on the light.
Hey, no judgment, okay? Shakira's performing at the AMAs.
We all picked AMA artists.
Song C is Shales.
Is she going to sing Dixie Chicks at the AMAs?
No, okay. I don't think so.
All right, let's go here. Hey, good morning to the show. You've got something in the collection that's weird?
Well, interesting.
Okay.
I have an 1800 sewing machine. It's a Singer. It was brought over from Oklahoma by covered wagon.
What?
Oh, cool.
How did you get that?
It belonged to my great-great-great-grandma. And my grandpa was moving out of his trailer. Nobody in the family wanted it, so I brought it home with me.
Oh, wow. Where do you keep it? How do you store it? Hello?
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where do you keep
it?
No, that's all right.
Do you store it somewhere special? Do you display it?
I have it in my dining room for everybody to see when they come into my house. It's a little weather-worn, but it's still beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
That's amazing.
It still has all the original parts to it, the old rope that you'd use to kind of hand crank it while you were sewing. It does have a pedal, but it is not electric.
Has anybody ever told you how much it's worth?
I looked it up online at one time. If it was in just a tad bit better condition, it was worth just over $30,000.
Wow!
But you're like, it was, came by covered wagon.
Yes.
You know, that's
in the
family.
Yeah, and she won it, or she earned it by babysitting for a local couple down in the Ivy Bend, down in the Stover area, before Stover was even a town.
Is that right?
Just, yes.
Just babysitting money. There we go, huh?
What a good story.
So
that's
they,
cool.
They brought it over. It was brand new. It was given to her. She worked, I think, 2 or 3 years of babysitting for this young couple. And wow. They brought it over by covered wagon for her.
That's great. Well, it's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing today.
Thanks for listening.
All right, you bet. Hey, anytime. That's awesome. Hey, the show, good morning. You have something cool in your collection?
Yeah, I actually have. It was actually given to me by my grandfather. I actually have an old 1940s metal train set.
Ooh,
nice.
That it's still in the original box. I mean, the box is a little torn up because, it's over 70-plus years old. But the last time I actually got it checked was, I wanted to hold on to it because it was my grandpa's.
Yeah.
And the last time I got it checked, it was actually worth $8,300.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was, I can't remember the name of it. It's in a storage box because I don't want to touch it because it's so old. But it was like an old, it said Southern something on it, on the box. And they actually, it was an actual rail line back in the 30s and 40s, and they got bought out by BNSF, so the toys are the actual toy is actually collectible now.
Hmm. Wow.
That's great when it's family involved. It's not just like, hey, I acquired this, but it actually stayed within the family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, if it's metal, it's probably at a time when, you know, metal was rationed for a long time there with the war, so it probably was really, really, you know, scarce.
Yeah,
have something
and it's
like
really
that.
Heavy. Like all the cars on the train, it has 8 cars for the train, and it actually comes with the track. And every car is maybe about 8 pounds each.
Do you have any plans for it, or just store it and keep it, take good care of it?
You know, maybe when right before the economy crashes, I might make some money before, so I have a little bit of insurance. Before.
Right,
you're like, Daddy's got an insurance policy here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, hey, man, thanks for sharing. It's a great story.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Have a good day. Take care.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We were talking about the fact that we've got original Wrigley Field chairs at my house because when my husband was little, his family happened to be walking by Wrigley Field when they were renovating, and they said, hey, they're just giving away the old chairs. So his parents grabbed 4 of them, and now we have those chairs, which made us start talking about weird things that people have, unique, maybe worth a lot of money in your house.
Oh, and people do. People do. Let's check in here, 576-7102. What do you have in your collection that's weird? We're going to get to the AMAs in just 1 second here, too. But throwback throwdown next hour as well. Hey, the show, good morning. What do you have in the collection?
I have the coolest thing. I have water goblets, crystals, that somehow were smuggled out of Austria when Hitler took over.
No, you
what?
Don't.
Whoa, that's
how
awesome.
How do you have this?
They were my grandmother's, and they were like the most precious thing. So she gave them to me on Hanukkah 1 year. It's so cool.
Wow.
It is cool.
I can't even begin to imagine what the worth is on that.
Yeah. Well, it's priceless because it's so personal. But price-wise, I don't know. They're over 150 years old.
And where do you keep them? How do you store those?
I store them in the china hutch that came from the other side of my family that's over 200 years old.
Man,
oh my gosh.
I'm coming to your house to walk around.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't go well at your house because I'm a fumble fingers and running the stuff.
You're just breaking goblets from Hitler.
Oh, yeah, I have the coolest stuff. I've been lucky.
Wow.
Well, great story. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Hey, good morning, the show. What's in your collection?
I have Worf's nose from Star Trek The Next Generation.
What? How does one get that?
I have the prosthetic nose that Michael Dorn wore. I just happened to get a bonus at work, and someone mentioned to me that it was available on sale online. And I used part of the bonus to get his nose.
And how much of the bonus did it take?
It was only about $100.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I guess I was the only one that noticed that it was available for sale because I was the only one that bid on it.
And do you have it in a shadow box or something?
Yeah, I've got a little dome, glass dome over it, kind of yeah. like the rose in Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you for the call. I'm going to buy Worf's nose.
Only $100.
The Jelly of the Month Club or Worf's nose?
Are we going to get a bonus here for Christmas? Almost said it with a straight face.
Almost.
Oh, that's
Almost.
Really, that is really good of you, Jen. You're cute.
American Music Awards!
Another Kansas City winner. Become a finalist for a trip to the American Music Awards in Los Angeles.
Be caller 12 to 576-7102 right now.
From American Airlines, ABC, and KC1021.
All right, color 12, we start with you. Your bonus is a trip to the American Music Awards.
You might be heading out to L.A. where you could see Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Chainsmokers, Sting, all kinds of performers and people winning awards. You could be there to hobnob with them on the red carpet.
Now, again, what would it take to do this show from the red carpet? They have a radio row for the AMAs, right?
It would take airfare for us
we
to get out there.
Pack up. Well, we could start driving now.
Mm-hmm.
The AMAs are November 20th.
Okay. It's not going to take us that long to get to L.A. Well, the three of us in L.A. together, seriously.
No, the three of us in a car
really?
For that
think,
long.
You think Vegas was going to be any better?
Look, Truda.
This is what you wanted to
do. Look at the shape the cloud's making. Okay. I'm super fun on a road trip.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
You would love to spend 40 hours with me in a car. Let's do this.
Let's try it. Let's try it once.
Yeah.
And see who comes back
he
alive.
He would drop me off by Hayes. I would be out of the car
by Hayes. I was thinking Overland Park.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, so I'm taking some flack on social media right now for having picked a girlier selection than the rest of the girls here for the Throwback Throwdown. So you can text TBT to 64636. Every Thursday we have a throwback song. We play the winning song at 8:45 of all the votes. But this one's AMA themed.
Right. We all were supposed to pick an artist that was either performing or is at least nominated for an AMA this year since we're giving away the trip.
Right.
And
so here's what Jen picked.
Old school Green Day.
Yeah, this is great. Basket Case. So that's song A. You text TBT to 64636. I picked song B.
And I'm on tonight.
Why are you laughing at this?
Such a weird choice.
She's hot. And I saw... I went to the AMA website last night. I'm like, okay, well, who's performing? Because I want to pick somebody who's performing. Mm-hmm. And then it said, Shakira returns to the stage in 2016. So I thought, well, that's a good song.
Yeah.
I'll pick Shakira.
There you mm-hmm. go.
And then here's Shaylee's. So that's A, B, or C.
Fresh off her appearance at the Country Music Awards, mm-hmm. strangely enough.
She did not do this song.
Yeah, no. So how did that go, by the way? Do we know?
She played with the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, it not so well.
See, and I love Beyonce, and I love the Dixie Chicks, but together, I did
weird.
Not think it sounded good.
Let's see, where is it? I've got a clip of it somewhere here.
She did Daddy Lessons, Beyonce, and then they transitioned into the Dixie Chicks' Long Time Gone. Mm-hmm. Beyonce ended the performance by congratulating the CMAs on their 50-year anniversary.
You talk about stuff that you thought people were divided about Christmas music. People were divided about Beyonce on the CMAs.
I don't feel it's all that divided. I feel like most people did not like it.
Why do they try to jam in? I mean, I know why they do it, because it's mainstream. But when they always say, we're going to put Fall Out Boy with, you know...
Randy Travis.
Yes, yeah, right. Whoa. I mean, they always do that. Why do they
know.
Do that? It's not good.
To make it sound cooler? I don't know.
Well,
I
might have to dig deep to find a good one. Like where it actually worked out. Putting Paul McCartney with Stevie Wonder, that worked out wonderfully.
You don't like Carrie Underwood covering, you know, Guns N' Roses?
Oh, that is horrendous.
No, it's really
you
not.
Were the one that told me that existed, and I was sad when I found it out.
It's really good.
That should not be a thing,
but it's good.
Who did they put? Def Leppard did a
Taylor Swift
Crossroads with somebody, didn't they?
Taylor Swift
with Taylor Swift. Okay, now that is an example of
no
Def Leppard and Taylor Swift.
I may or may not have like four of those songs on my phone right now.
That's the only reason you know Def Leppard, isn't it?
It is.
So anyway,
wow.
And you think it's spelled like the animal too, don't you?
No, I know that.
Spell deaf in Def Leppard.
D-E-F.
Okay.
Just checking.
What about
how many arms does the drummer have?
Bon Jovi. Oh, geez.
I'm just saying. I'm checking to know how much she knows about the band.
I think Bon Jovi did one of those too.
Yeah, he did. That one was really good, and I knew him before.
With whom?
Sugarland.
Oh.
They're not even a band anymore, but that Thomas Rhett did one, I think, with Fall Out Boy.
Although Michael the Stuck Bublé Like Glue song, I like the stupidest country songs. Ticks.
I love
you.
You would.
I really do love the old
Drinking
Randy
Bone.
Travis. He was there last night.
I know they did Forever and Ever, Amen.
That made me want to cry.
That song I love.
Did you see
and
the
Randy,
opening?
I saw just a clip of it. I didn't watch it when it was on because I was watching the Cubs game. But
I saw
just a clip this morning of Randy.
Poor guy.
I'm glad he's up on stage singing.
That
Carrie
clip the
like
other
she
day.
Was holding him up, though.
But yeah, when he came back and sang the other day at that award show, that was cool.
Yeah. He's all right.
I like Randy Travis. Mm-hmm. Still kills at weddings. Forever and ever, amen.
Yeah.
Still a huge one at weddings.
Kenny Rogers was not there, but he will be at Silverstein in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've seen him.
We may or may not have tickets to give away.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Are we giving away tickets to your boyfriend's Comets game?
You'll make Papa Truda very happy.
What?
Are
See
you
Kenny
Papa,
Rogers?
Are you Papa Truda? Is
no,
are you
that's
referring
my dad.
To yourself in third
I was
no,
like,
that's my dad.
That's what weirded me out so bad. I'm like, wait, what?
Just call me Papa Truda. Say
it. Who's your daddy? That's weird.
This just got awkward.
Gosh, now we all feel dirty. What were you saying about who and the what's and the where? Okay, yeah, well.
I think Shaylee's Comets player boyfriend is going to come
not
in.
My boyfriend.
Tomorrow's his birthday. I
Googled
and found out that tomorrow's
birthday party.
I still want to know how you found that out.
I Googled. It's a simple process.
Uh-huh.
And so he might come in tomorrow and help us give away some Comets tickets.
Sweet.
Have a little, you know, little birthday party.
I can't with you.
What'd you get him for his birthday?
I didn't get him anything.
That is rude. New relationship? You didn't get him a
there
present?
There is no relationship. We haven't even went out yet.
But you are going on. A date has been set next week.
Yeah.
They're going
out.
Well,
it's narrowed down.
They've been discussing where they're going to go, what they're going to do.
Oh, can we vote?
No.
You text A
vote.
For
no.
yes.
Text
yes.
A for main event.
Right.
Where they could go bowling and play
How
games.
How about we just take suggestions? Right. How about that?
Text B
no,
if
no,
they
no.
go We're... to Toys R Us and check out toys.
What
else could you do for a date? Go out to dinner?
I think we should just call it suggestions.
Thrillist?
And then we'll tell
check
you about
out
it.
Toys?
What?
I don't know.
No.
That's third date material. Come on.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Let's, yikes. All right. 7:55 on the show. We'll check traffic here in about 4 minutes. The voting is open right now. TBT to 64636 for the Throwback Throwdown Song of the Day. This is my favorite country song.
You would like this song. Kiss you.
Back in the sticks. It's just like stupid.
Jen's face right now is hilarious.
You know this song?
No. This is
why.
Wait for it.
Check you for ticks.
Oh my
yes.
God. No.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We're sending all the love to Chicago today and to the Cubbies.
So KCTV5 sports reporter Andrew Carter is originally from Chicago, so obviously he's a huge fan. He's been there for almost a week now covering the games, and he told me yesterday, call me in the morning.
Games.
I'm going to be in Wrigleyville all night. Give me a call tomorrow. We can talk about the games. And we just tried to call him, immediately went to voicemail. You know that he is knocked out somewhere.
Well, it's either his phone is dead or
he's
just in a gutter somewhere.
Yes, that's possible.
Did you see, I tweeted at one point last night that I wanted them to replace the score box with just a live look in at Murphy's Bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, the Cubby Bear or any one of those places.
They did a couple of times do just the cut-ins where you could see him at the bars. And when Cleveland hit the home run, you just saw the guy drop the F-bomb.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he goes. And then somebody spills a beer and I'm like, oh, things are going to get ugly.
Right.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I was asleep
oh.
when it actually happened. Because I got mad when they tied the game. And when it was 6-6, I'm like, this is stupid. I'm going to bed.
What kind of fan is that?
And they won.
It got a little dusty in my house. Especially when they, right afterwards, they're so good at this. They instantly have the Cubs won the World Series. You know, buy the t-shirts.
Yeah.
And then the second commercial right after that was Harry Carey in the old Budweiser commercial they had to have filmed in like 82.
Yep.
And, you know, Harry Carey here, this Bud's for you. I'm like, Harry, Mary, that is so good.
My husband teared up. He'll be mad that I told you this, but he teared up and he was like, I wish Ron Santo was watching this. How is Ron Santo not here? And then he brings up Ernie Banks. Ernie Banks isn't here to see this either. I'm like, okay, are we having a moment? Are you?
I'm having a moment right now.
This I don't
understand. All right, let's talk about Lindsay Lohan's accent.
Yes. Can we for just a minute? So, Lindsay Lohan.
Because it's almost as good as mine.
She's from Jersey, right? Is she originally from Jersey? I'm pretty sure she is.
Something like that, yeah.
And now she just got interviewed at the opening of a Greek nightclub, and there's video of it that's gone viral. No one can figure out exactly what accent she has acquired. Somehow.
Let's listen.
And I figured out, I said, maybe there's something for me to do more here so that I have a reason to come back. And Athens, my first time coming to Athens, Dennis is my friend. And that's all he is my friend and business partner. But his mother became a very close person to me, and his sister as well, and his father. And Aguilos, another partner of ours, and my friend Manos have really incorporated me into their life. And when I went through hardships with my ex, I found really good family in these people from Greece. Just as I did in Turkey in a different way, with refugees and such, but now with family in Greece.
Jen, how are you? So good to talk to you. My son, he sits
They're
in the
almost
back
the
of
same.
My car. And
I almost have as good of an accent as she does.
I don't even know what that was.
That's what everybody says. It's a mixture of most of the languages I can understand or I'm trying to learn. Is what Lindsay said about the video. She said, I've been learning different languages since I was a child. I'm fluent in English and French, can understand Russian, and I'm learning Turkish, Italian, and Arabic.
So why was she speaking in that way? Why didn't she just speak like a normal human being?
She was born in New York City, grew up on Long Island, New York, okay?
Sounds like somebody's Rosetta Stone is broken.
What else is she doing?
For a
why
refund.
Can't she... Yeah,
she's now Irish Russian with a little Aussie mixed in.
I don't know what that was. I just don't understand the point.
I don't even know why she's being interviewed.
With
Let's
a little
start
bit of Talk Like a Pirate Day being mixed in, that was just kind of weird. I gotta say,
I feel like my IQ just dropped listening to that.
She was engaged to a Russian businessman, so maybe hanging
that
out
did
with
not
him.
Sound Russian.
No, and nor did it sound Irish or Turkish
or English.
She even joked on Twitter that the new accent should be called Lilohan. Lilohan.
Oh, my.
No.
Is that?
That's,
okay.
Mm-mm.
Well,
what's happening with Lindsay.
Yeah, that's great.
Hey,
that's
Amanda fantastic. Bynes. We found a new friend for you.
Oh, good. Aww. Yeah, perfect.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So Shaylee started telling us this story off the air, and I said, wait, stop, because I want to hear the ending on the air, because this was going in a weird direction. So start the beginning.
It really wasn't that weird.
Okay, so you're at a bar?
I was at a bar in Nashville, and I was waiting for my friend to get off work. And so I was just sitting there talking to this random guy, and she's like, hey, he's really cool. Just sit and talk to him, this older guy. Super cool. We're talking for like 20, 30
minutes.
He's
like 32.
Right.
Yeah, older guy. It's crazy.
He had a gray hair.
Yeah. And then this guy came up to him and said, hey, can I get my picture with you? And then it started this whole train of people. I'm like, who the heck is this guy? I had no idea. And then I had to ask and found out it was John Daly. I didn't know.
The golfer?
John Daly.
One of the greatest golfers of all time.
I didn't know.
Oh,
he was just super cool. We were just sitting there talking.
Did you ask him, who are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then it's really awkward.
No, we were just sitting there. I think we were eating wings.
Then what did you talk to him about?
We were just talking about like what was going on that day and... Just, I didn't know
I
who
want
he was.
Him to be super nice. I want you to say he was amazing.
He was super cool.
I just watched the 30 for 30 on him, mm-hmm. and I was bawling mm-hmm. by the end of it because he was an alcoholic, and they showed him how bad he was shaking on the golf course at the end.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to take care of him. I was like, oh, no, please don't let that be the end of the story.
No.
Tell me he's okay.
He was super cool. And then the next day I saw him and his wife, and they had matching crazy outfits together. So
oh, yeah,
how
he's
long
the king
ago,
of that.
What, yes, he had on he's a ridiculous
love,
sport coat.
I love uh-huh. his golf attire.
It had matching, like, flame pants. It was really weird.
How long ago was that? Like a couple of years or
probably
a couple?
Like six years ago?
Okay. Because he had a new fiance. Like, now I think he's engaged. Is
okay,
how they
so
ended
this was...
the 30 for 30.
Yeah, I think he trades up every
he's
couple
been married,
of years or so.
He's been married a couple of
right?
times.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
But you're
a super cool guy.
Those 30
there's
for 30s.
There's a guy who was his own worst enemy, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, could have been so great.
He said that he gambled and drank away $95 million. He had made $95 million. And he had lost $95 million, essentially.
Wow.
Was how he had...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to have that opportunity.
Man, those 30 for 30s are good.
They are good. And now, did I ask you, did you watch the Steve Bartman one?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you'll have to go back. And maybe they'll pull it out now that the Cubs have won.
Yeah.
But by the way, is there redemption for Steve Bartman? Can he come back to Chicago finally?
Somebody,
the curse is officially over?
I saw somebody tweet, now do all of you people who gave him death threats feel bad? I hope you are ashamed of yourselves.
It only took, 13 years?
Yeah,
I mean, come on now.
It took a minute.
But that's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
They do a really good job of those.
We should have them make one about Shaley. Learn about Shaley's life. 30 for 30.
Really? What else is there not that is
not
out here?
I don't know, because these stories keep popping up. I didn't know that. I have seen your phone, so I'm well aware that you have met every A-lister.
Oh, hardly
in the
every
world.
A-lister. I mean, Shady. Angelina and I are hanging out next
weekend.
Yeah,
they'll have Fifth Harmony on there talking about. Shaley's so cool.
She has a now Fifth Harmony. I've seen the picture. Selena Gomez is her profile pic.
Right, not
anymore.
Well,
the first time that we met Shaley.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Fifth Harmony.
It got changed to Dom Dwyer. It's no longer Selena because she was hanging out with Dom Dwyer 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right. The
He's
pitch
so
black thing.
Hot.
Yeah. Jeez.
You would have changed it, too.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And it is about that time to reveal the winner of the Throwback Throwdown for Thursday, the 3rd of November.
Is it Shakira?
American Music Award related, since we're giving away that trip this week. So it's either people performing or nominated for an AMA.
Right. You could have text A for Jen's song.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
B for mine.
I know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie.
Whatever.
You love your Shakira. It's okay.
Or C for Shales.
Does make me dance.
Little Beyonce. And so I will actually say that, Jen, you made a late push.
Oh, nice.
In the voting. But with 46% of the vote and still the reigning champ after 3 weeks.
Undefeated champion.
Undefeated.
I like it.
And still reigning champion. Here is your Throwback Throwdown winner. Yes. Beyonce. The reigning and still undefeated champion of the Throwback Throwdown is Shaley.
She's busy taking her Big Bang Theory quiz. Be quiet.
I was dancing and doing my quiz.
How did you do? Did you do well?
I'm still doing it.
What kind of quiz was this?
It's how well do you know the Big Bang Theory?
Oh. Not like which character would you be?
No, I've taken that already.
Oh, sure. What'd you come up with?
Penny.
I'm going to go ahead and say this out loud now. I've never seen a full episode of Big
what?
Bang Theory.
Oh, have you not?
I've watched 5 minutes here and there. I saw Bob Newhart once, and so I stopped and watched that to see why Bob Newhart was on. And I saw a scene where they were in a hallway talking once. I've never seen it.
Wow.
I don't even have words.
I have gone drinking in a bar with Johnny Galecki. Does that count?
Does that count. How does that happen?
The show was not actually on yet. This was back, post-Roseanne. It was after Roseanne, but before Big Bang Theory. And he used to hang out at Pippin's in Chicago. And he was in there, and I'm like, Johnny Galecki.
Did you get a
What's
picture?
What's going on? No, I didn't. It was one of your John Daly situation where you're just actually talking to them, and so you don't want to be the dorky fan that wants
a
picture.
Did he come up to, your hip?
He's very tiny. Because I'm very tall, and
they
he is
all are.
Not. Yeah,
a lot of these stars are.
Did you know he and Kaley Cuoco dated for 2 years secretly on the show? No,
I didn't know. Never mind. I know that she's the cute blonde girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's the extent of that.
Someone else that he's obsessed with.
Oh, the bell's broken.
I remember when we had your dating show last week. Your boyfriend Brendan, who
he's
ended up picking.
He's not my boyfriend.
Your fiance, baby daddy. I don't know what you want to call him.
He's not either of those things.
He said that he binge watches Big Bang Theory.
He does.
You guys have a lot in common
because we both like watching The Big Bang Theory.
I think this relationship's going to go well.
Oh boy,
they do have a date planned.
Next week we're going to vote. We're going to have you vote on their date.
Well, let's do that
chances.
Tomorrow because he might be on the show tomorrow for his
birthday.
All right,
great. We'll do it tomorrow.
We can have people vote where they should go on their date. See how appropriate that was?
Well, that's actually option C.
Here's what's coming up on The Show with Jen and Truda.
So we'll figure that out for tomorrow.
By the way, if you want to go to Chicago to see the Cubbies parade, apparently Sources are saying the parade most likely will be held on Monday, starting at Wrigley Field and ending downtown via Lakeshore Drive for a victory rally at Grant Park. Can you imagine
that
the
place
madness
is insane
that will be Grant Park?
You thought
Should
it
we
gets
go?
Filled up for a Lollapalooza.
Holy cow.
Should we go?
No, that sounds terrible. That sounds like a nightmare.
You know what? My other thought of that, too, is remember when Obama won in 08
yeah.
and they put that out there in the Grant Park? That
right.
was huge.
We could go to my old radio station, which overlooks Grant Park, and let's
I
watch
like
it from like 60 floors up.
Let's do
That's
that.
Where we can do the show from on
done
Monday.
Done and done.
Okay. Can we make this happen?
No.
What are you
boss.
Looking at me for?
You're the boss.
Well, I don't know. Do we have money Wait. And gas money to make it there, I guess?
We'll
no.
borrow Mark's card.
We'll, look. We'll make things happen somehow.
I feel I very... I
you
very,
bring,
I,
bring Brendan. We'll have your date there.
What?
That could be your date. It's a road trip.
Okay. No. No, I strongly believe Jen and I can talk our way in and out of anything. Between us, we can make something happen.
Exactly.
We can get
I'm
us
sure
to,
you can, yeah.
to and from Chicago without a problem.
Right? Oh, okay.
I just don't know what kind of casualties along the way will happen, but...
You just come along for the ride, Trudy.
That's what I do every day between 6 and 10. I don't know.
The Show with Jen and Truda.
On KC 102.1.